Blog Talk Radio.
From deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, Blog Talk Radio and Wildlife Educational Services presents Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we visit his wild world.
Hello, everyone, from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson, and you are listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on this magical network known as Blog Talk Radio. I hope everybody has survived this heat wave. Oh, my God. I hope you have a great place to listen to the show. Air conditioning and a cool beverage, because it's a party tonight, everyone. Very special night, as we're going to host this exciting new band with their brand new CD. This is kind of a CD release party right here on the air. CD's called Above the Blue, the band Vegas with Randolph. And they'll be joining us a little bit. We're going to hear lots of music from them and some great conversation, and we're looking so forward to this tonight. So it should be an exciting night here on Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. As always, handling the technical responsibilities, our studio producer, Melissa Hovey, and the technical engineer, Wayne Larson. Music masterfully engineered by Jim Johnson and from his massive Wild World News studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, the Honorable, Distinguished Dr. Henry Day. Good evening, Doctor.
Well, good evening, Mr. Batson. What's life like there at Wildlife Educational Services?
Well, as we sit amongst the animals in our wild animal compound, and today was a little bit cooler. I don't know if we exceeded 90 degrees. But I have to confess that I spent most of the day cooling the bears down. So that gives you an idea. People say, how do you do that? Well, you just hose them down. They just absolutely love it. So that was what's involved with my day.
Why don't you tell the listeners a few of the animals that you have living in the house with you.
Oh, in the house. Well, they'll think that's wacky.
Well.
We're raising our baby baboon, and we're getting ready to start our school tour. So the baby baboon is listening tonight. African serval, my wife. I think that's about it. So it's a typical night here at the Wild Animal Compound. And we're very excited tonight because we have this great band on, Vegas with Randolph. They have a new CD, which I've listened to a lot. It's absolutely amazing, and we're looking forward to chatting with them and also listening to snippets from the CD. And the following portion of Larry Batson's Wild World is brought to you by Alphabet Swamp, the new children's book by Cheryl and Larry Batson. Order your autographed copy today at www.larrytheanimalguy.com or send check or money order for $10 per copy to, got a pencil, WES 4140 North, 600 West, Greencastle, Indiana, 46135. Shipping and handling is included.
It's now time from his broadcasting mecca in Indianapolis, Indiana, the distinguished Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News.
Good evening. This is Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News for August 4th. Now, we're going to start off on the East Coast tonight with a story that we call Making Up for Lost Time. Swan Island, Maine. Two nestling bald eagles produced the first documented case of four eaglets in the same nest in the state's history.
Whoa.
Now, the Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife said the eagles had unsuccessful nesting attempts over the past 2 years at the Swan Island Wildlife Management Area. So they're making up for lost time. Four eaglets.
You took the words right out of my mouth. That's amazing. Gosh.
Yeah. That's a lot of salmon.
That's a lot of salmon.
Yeah, great story. All right.
Yes.
Now, the next story we'll call, you like professional wrestling?
I do.
Are you familiar with Andre the Giant?
I am. I've seen him perform live before when he was alive.
Well, this has nothing to do with him. This is about Andre the Green Giant.
Oh, okay.
Now, after a 414-day stay at the Loggerhead Marine Life Center in Juneau Beach, Florida, Andre, the 177-pound green sea turtle, crawled into the water and swam out of sight before a crowd of supporters. And that was yesterday. Andre was released yesterday.
Oh,
now, he was found near death on a sandbar in June 15th last year, 2010. Now, I don't want to go into any detail about how exactly what had happened to Andre, but he was in pretty pitiful shape when they found him. But he was released yesterday.
That's fantastic news, Dr. Day. You're on top of every news story.
That is good news, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Because we love those baby
little
turtles.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. All right, now last Easter, April this year, this is a follow-up story. We did to about, you remember a story about Easter morning, a large stinking plant?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, we're off to Hilo, Hawaii again.
Mm-hmm.
A plant at the Hilo Zoo is on the verge of making a big stink again.
Oh, great.
Now, the Panewa Rainforest Zoo officials said that its corpse plant is ready to bloom again.
You know, that is so funny because that'll draw huge crowds to smell this plant.
Yeah.
It smells like a decomposing body.
As it did in April when people were waiting before the exhibit even opened to get in. Now, the 40-inch plant is known for emitting an odor like rotting meat, right? Yeah. Now,
I have a question. Question time.
All right.
Do they have a place where if one has the urge, he can?
I don't know.
In other words, will they have lots of sawdust on hand as well?
Ooh. Well, now, back in April, like we said, hundreds showed up.
Yeah.
Now, the corpse plant, it can go for years without blooming.
Oh,
when it blooms, it's a major event. But the thing is, the bloom only lasts a couple of days. So if you want to smell rotting flesh, you got to get there right away.
We're on our way.
All right. Well, now we're off to the city so nice they named it twice, New York, New York.
Oh, yeah.
Bird watchers are flocking to Coney Island because they've spotted a rare seagull with a distinct white head, red legs, and a red bill. Now, the only sighting in the U.S. accepted by the American Birding Association was back in December 26, 1998, and that was in Florida. Now, the bird was reported to eBird.org, a website run by Cornell University's Ornithology Lab and the National Audubon Society.
Well, that'll impress, not much impresses New Yorkers, but that probably will.
Well, my first thought was, well, maybe he just, maybe the seagull found some Cheez-Its or something, some corn chips. They're pretty excited about it,
Yeah, I'll bet they are.
All right, well, here's another busy mother. Tucson, Arizona. Tucson's Reed Park Zoo announced the birth of three lion cubs on July 28th.
Oh, great.
Tukeya, an African lioness, who is the mother of the two boys and a girl.
Mm.
Now, the cubs are being separate from their father, Shambe, because lions are known for what?
Male eating lions. Their young.
Eating their young, that's right.
Yep.
So
that
we'll have
male
to wait
lion.
For the kids
especially
get a little
the
older.
Little male cub. He's in great danger. Yeah.
All right, now... Vegas with Randolph, Norfolk, Carolina. You guys want to sneak into the zoo?
Yeah, they'd like to.
Without paying? All right, well, listen up. Seniors 62 and older get into the Virginia Zoo free Wednesdays during August and September. Now, if you're not old enough, dress up like an older person. You can get into the zoo for free. Now, executive director... of the zoo says that since the zoo is more than 100 years old and it recognizes that Much of its success and growth has been due to the support of generations that have visited the zoo. Duh, but anyway, it's a great idea, I think.
Eric might qualify for a wild animal.
There you go.
Well, just remember, Wednesday nights. All right, now, has everybody seen the windshield snake video?
The what one?
Windshield snake.
Oh, yes, I did see that.
Now, were you upset when you saw it? Because when I saw it, I was pretty upset.
Well, it was apparently the snake had crawled into this car's engine block, and the people took off, and, of course, the engine block warms up, and then the snake has to leave, and he crawled out onto the windshield. And I identified the species. It was a black rat snake.
Yeah, it was a beautiful snake.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're in the fast lane going down the highway. Wouldn't your first thought be to try to pull over to the side of the road and let the snake free instead of letting it fall off in the middle of the highway at a high rate of speed?
Well, that would be my thought, because I'll stop along the road and catch a snake and take it off to the side of the road and set it free. So, but, you know, snakes, they have a terrible public relations department. So,
yeah, but we love them.
We do.
All right. Now, a couple of weeks ago here in Indianapolis, we had a new baby elephant born.
Yes.
Well, the Indianapolis Zoo has made its baby elephant available to the public now for viewing for 2 hours a day. Now, the female elephant has gained a pound a day since she was born on July 20th when she weighed in at 238 pounds.
Oh, my.
Yes. Now, the naming contest will be held for the new baby. And people will be able to vote on the zoo's website, indiezoo.com, or the Facebook page.
Oh.
So get on there if you got a good name for that new baby elephant.
Is it a girl? I forgot.
Yes, it is a girl.
Oh, okay. Vegas isn't a bad name. Randolph would fit very well.
How about Randolphia?
You took the words right out of my mouth. There we
All
go.
All right. Now, back in June, we had a great guest on, Chris Pfister.
Yes.
Do you remember from Denali National Park?
In Alaska. Yes, I do.
In Alaska. That's right. Now, she was so enthusiastic about the park. I wanted to, I know she's listening tonight, I wanted to give her this information. Well, Denali National Park is now recognized as one of the most beautiful spots in the United States.
Well,
something to be proud of right there. Now, the park boasts about their glaciers and abundance of wildlife, which includes, you know, grizzlies, wolf, caribou, and Mount McKinley,
yep,
which is North America's tallest peak.
It is.
So,
yeah, I would
no
vote
wonder,
for it. Go ahead.
No wonder Chris was so excited about it.
I would vote for it as being one of the most beautiful places in the world. But what? I don't count. Go ahead.
Well, we're going to finish on kind of a sad note tonight. I don't like
Dr.
to do this,
Day.
But it's necessary.
Oh.
Now, everybody in the United States had one of their albums when in the early 70s when, you know, life was good and nothing bad could ever happen. Well, Dan Peek, a founding member of the popular 1970s band America, passed away this last weekend at his house in Farmington, Missouri. Now, Peek, whose father was in the Air Force, met the two other members of America, Dewey Bunnell and Jerry Beckley, while attending high school in London. Now, as you know, after signing the record contract, they were like an instant sensation.
Yep.
The band had three platinum and gold albums, and, you know, the group's first album in 1971 had hits like Horse with No Name, Tin Man, Sister Golden Hair, Daisy Jane, and countless others.
Yeah, that's too bad.
But anyway, Dan, we're going to miss you, and thank you for entertaining us for years.
Absolutely. Good thoughts, Dr. Day, and as always, a masterful newscast. Very well done. Your staff has done a tremendous job for you this week.
Well, thank you. I'll give them the word.
Please do. We want to tell everyone to check out my website, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com, and our brand-new Facebook page, Larry the Animal Guy and Friends, filled with photos and information about our animal family. Also, RadioMom.fm, and the home of the Radio Mom Shop, where you can save 50, 60, 70% on vacations, restaurants, and a variety of other goods. And listen to my show, that's right, the 70s on Sunday, 12 to 7, each Sunday at RadioMom.fm. Also, Santee Cooper Country in beautiful South Carolina, Lake Marion and Lake Moultrie, known as Santee Cooper Lakes, 171,000 acres and 450 miles of shoreline. Fantastic fishing, amazing golf courses. Go to their website at www.santeecoopercountry.org. And also, iKids Fishing, the brand new show. iKidsFishing.com is the first kids fishing show in the USA, starring kids, teaching kids how to fish. 40 million fishermen spending $45 billion a year. The iKids Fishing Show is a keeper. Put on by We Want You Cottages at Chautauqua Lake in western New York. Their website is www.wewantyou.com. It's one of America's finest fishing resorts. Those are a few of our underwriters that make it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio. Here on Wild World, as we welcome Eric Kern and John Raps to the show, and we're going to talk a lot with them and also hear snippets from their new album, Above the Blue. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Larry.
Hi, Larry. How are you
doing? Great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you on. I have to tell you that you were so kind to send me a copy of your CD, and I've listened to it a lot. And I had to turn it over to Jim Johnson, our audio engineer, to put the music together for tonight's show, and I want that back now. it's pretty darn good.
Don't give it to him, Jimmy.
Don't give it.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. That means a lot.
You know, I'm going to ask you probably a question that's been answered, maybe close to a million times. How did the name Vegas with Randolph come about?
Well, Larry, we grew up kind of close to where you're broadcasting from tonight, Central Illinois, Mattoon, if you've heard of that place.
I have.
And we got a bunch of good friends that we made in high school, and some of us have moved away from there, but we all try to get back together every once in a while and hang out together. And we had a big trip where we were going to do a little high school reunion. We're going to go out to Vegas together, just the guys and have a good time, and we had the whole thing planned. One of the members of our little group is called John Randolph.
Oh.
So we were all set. We had this big trip planned. We were all going to come together, see each other after a few years, and go to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So Randolph he's the kind of guy, he likes to stay around his place, and we don't often get him really out in the city or out at night even much. He's kind of a homebody, but he's a a funny guy. He's kind of a hilarious guy. And so the thought was just what a scream it would be to get to Vegas with Randolph. So finally the trip fell apart, unfortunately.
Because of Randolph.
Just about the time that we were searching for a band name for our first album. And it was obvious there. This was like the great misadventure that never was, that never occurred. And the whole idea of that and what might have been prompted us to name the band after it. And so the idea lives on about what might have happened.
It has a great sound to it. I mean, it's a good ring. It's a name that everyone will remember. What a great idea.
And what a great honor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny sometimes how something random like that kind of really just works. You know, it invokes this idea that resonates.
You guys are in Virginia now, is that true?
Yes. Yeah, we're right next to the nation's capital, just about, 15, 20 minutes out, depending, and live in the suburbs.
So how did that all come? What got you guys in Virginia, of all places?
Turned out, we grew up, went to college, and had to start, looking for jobs, and I got pulled out here. And, Eric and I had a good friendship in high school, and so I was promoting the area, and he started looking at it when he graduated, and he ended up coming out too, and it's been nice that we've been able to be together.
John and I are actually kind of long-time songwriting collaborators, and we had a band back in high school, and we've been writing songs together for several years before this happened. And actually, I would come out sometimes and stay with them, and we'd write songs. And I was out here for a trip visiting them once, and we were writing some songs, and it seemed like an interesting place to be. So I looked for jobs too, and the next thing we were both here. So it's funny how life is sometimes.
Well, it's a beautiful area. In fact, I have an opportunity a couple times a year to come very close to there, Shepherdstown, West Virginia.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And I was in Washington in June, and there's so much history. It has to be very inspirational because, for one thing, the countryside is absolutely magnificent, especially
in
September.
It's just beautiful, the Shenandoah Valley area and
the
change of the leaves. And
yeah, it's lovely. Yeah, and it's and there's so many, of course, the Civil War history, but the old town. I would think for a musician or any artist that entire area would be very inspirational and very creative.
Yeah, you can go into the city and get inspired by the history and the documents and the museums, or you can go out into the country side and it's there also. So.
One thing about being on the East Coast, and both John and I, of course, grew up in the Midwest, and there's just so much packed into a much shorter or distance around here.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore's just an hour up, and a couple more hours is Philadelphia. So it's definitely a little bit faster pace, and there's just a lot going on. It is inspiring, and it's been a lot of fun.
Lots of great places, I assume, to play with all those big metropolises so close to you as well.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of clubs, and like I said, there's with some of those cities not too far away, it isn't inconceivable to hop a couple cities up. We're talking about a show coming up at the International Pop Overthrow Festival this November up in New York City, and for us it's just a few hours up there, so.
It's 4 hours.
But it's doable. It's something that's doable. It'll be our first time up there. So.
That's just a hop, skip, and a jump. We're talking to Vegas with Randolph, Eric Kern, and John Ratz. We'd like to play a little snippet from their brand-new CD, very exciting. This is kind of, we'll call it our own CD release party, from their brand-new CD, Above the Blue.
This is for all the trees.
Would you happen to know the way to the place I'm going? Autumn leaves are blowing and smiles surround you everywhere. Will you ever find the time to follow? Your life starts slowing down.
Well, I have to tell you that it's perfect for this show. And who wrote that song, Eric?
My friend here, John, wrote that song.
I know John has a partner, but I would say that you probably wrote that to meet women.
Oh, they're all to meet women.
That's really good.
Tell me more, of course.
Right. And, you know, we were talking earlier about the band America and what fantastic harmonies they had. Gosh, you guys, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, Eric and I went through an America phase when we were growing up, and, you know, we were sad to hear of Dan Peek's passing, and he was a great part of that band. But we, you know, when we were into America, we were really into America, and it was, you know, they put out a lot of good music, and I'm sure that they had a large influence on some of the stuff we put together.
Yeah, it might even be safe to say for a period there we were obsessed with America. And so I guess if you're hearing some harmonies, I mean, we can only say thank you if it recollects that at all, because they were our favorites for a number of years growing up.
And, you know, George Martin, who produced the Beatles, produced America. And, you know, we've always been very respectful of him. And we had our own George Martin on the tree song. Wim Oudijk of the Netherlands helped us do some of that orchestration and really helped us bring that song to light, something we might not have done without his help.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. I mean, gosh, what a when that first popped on my truck stereo, it was like, whoa, you don't hear that much out of bands, new bands and so forth. Of course, how long have you guys been together? I guess I should have started off with that.
Well, John and I have been writing songs, like I mentioned, for quite a while.
Sure.
But the band itself really first formed in 2004 and got serious a couple years later. So this is our second album now. We put out our debut album in 2008.
Well, it's I'll have to catch up on the debut album as well. And you have six people in the band?
We do, and you know, the thing about Vegas with Randolph is I've been in a couple bands before. John had too. We've gone through some, you know, a lot of tribulations with playing live, and we decided for this project, this was really going to be focused on the songs, the songwriting, the recording as a major focus, and we really wanted it to be a circle of friends. So when we started forming who's going to be in it, we were inclusive rather than leaving people out, and we've got perhaps maybe one more guitar player than is even necessary for most bands, but we find that, you know, everybody's personality brings different things to the table. We don't all play at the same time. We don't play over each other. We just try to insert what's there and, you know, let everybody kind of shine and take turns. So,
but John,
a good group of friends.
Yeah, but John and Eric, you have to split the money six ways. Great.
That's
sound,
why we need to sell more CDs, Larry.
That's right. And hopefully we'll help with that tonight. We're talking to Vegas with Randolph, Eric Kern, and John Ratz. And I know everybody says, well, can we hear a little bit more from the CD? Absolutely. We want to aim to please. From the brand new CD, Above the Blue, Vegas with Randolph. Take a short break. We'll be back in just a few. This is Larry Batson, and ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Gosh, Johnny, playing in the cave sure is neat.
Oh, boy, a kitty cat.
Sassy, the kitty cat's yelling.
What, Sassy? It's not a kitty? It's a bobcat? Speaking of cats, do you like to stress the importance of adopting cats from animal shelters? Over 5 million cats go into animal shelters every year? And with millions of healthy cats to choose from, it's a shame more people don't adopt from shelters?
It's bobcat heavy. Help, Sassy!
Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow?
What's that supposed to mean? Oh, not.
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back to Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, here's your host, Larry Batson.
This is Larry Batson. You are listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to be back with Vegas with Randolph in just a few moments. We want to tell everyone that next week on the show, record producers produce such artists as Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., John Lennon, Harry Nilsson. Shelley Leibowitz is going to give us a big history in music next week, so be sure that you tune in. And we also want to remind everyone you can become a friend of the show and download all of our episodes absolutely free of charge. Not only our show tonight with Vegas with Randolph, but all the shows from the past. We've had some good ones, so we encourage everyone to do that. We want to tell everyone that tonight's show is underwritten by McGregor's Mountain Lodge in beautiful Estes Park, Colorado. On the boundaries of Rocky Mountain National Park, we call it God's Country. Go to their website, info@McGregorMountainLodge.com. Also, Tire Service Plus and owner Jerry Jones taking care of America's auto maintenance needs. They keep our animal truck on the road, traveling thousands of miles with our wild animal ambassadors. Give them a call at 317-243-0700. And we also encourage everyone to become an individual underwriter. Help support our program. Go to my website at LarryTheAnimalGuy.com and contact yours truly, and we'll tell you how easy it is to be an individual underwriter. Your name will be broadcast on each edition of Larry Batson's Wild World, such as Jeannie Harold, which is so kind to become an underwriter. Those are just a few of our underwriters that keep Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio.
Something small like a stranger chewing gum, and reality hits me.
tonight, Eric Kern and John Ratz from Vegas with Randolph. Man, each song, just they're just amazing. Just amazing. You guys have done a great job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
So I guess you should introduce the other members of your band. They're probably listening tonight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have Dan Aylstock, who plays bass,
mm-hmm.
and Brock Harris, who actually is an Indiana native, too, now that I think about it.
Yeah, right near Richmond.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, but he's also been out here for a few years and been playing with him for a while. And Dave Pearl, who
mm-hmm.
actually is originally from Sacramento on lead guitar. And the newest member of the band has had a change in drummers between the first and the second album.
Mm-hmm.
And the newest member is named Danny Aylstock.
Wow. So, you know, those bass players have a reputation. John, you know, like
yeah.
Here was Bill Wyman from the Rolling Stones that supposedly picked up crate loads of women because.
Well, I mean, we're lucky to have Dan. I mean, when it comes to being a musician, he is he's serious about it. It's a part of his life. And, you know, I'm sure you can hear in the songs his underlying bass lines. They really give us a rock-solid foundation. And we're very lucky to have Dan playing on the album and in the band.
Well, they are great. And I've always thought that the bass player and the drummers is just so important, that rhythm section.
Right.
It make or breaks the band.
Absolutely. And that was one thing when we were putting this combination together is that we decided we really needed to start with a very, very solid foundation in that area, and that's one of the reasons that we called these guys together.
We're talking to Eric Kern and John Ratz with Vegas with Randolph. We want to play a little something else. I know everybody at home is very excited about this from their brand-new CD, Above the Blue, right here on Larry Batson's Wild World.
The cloud of the sky is blue, so am I, down here with you.
That's the title track there. John wrote that one and actually came, when we were finishing up our first album, John came in with that song, Above the Blue, and one of the very first things I thought of is, wow, that'd be a great name for an album.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, one of the concepts behind this album was we really wanted to do a very optimistic and a fun album, something that's kind of up, something you might play at a party or, you know, play in your car as you're driving down the road. And the idea of Above the Blue really sort of matched the that idea very well.
Not only is the album good, but I can, you know, and I still call them albums, but the packaging and the artwork and the whole, how long did it take you guys to put this whole thing together?
Well, you know, so we started focusing on the songs originally and we started putting those out. And then when you start to get, you know, over halfway done, you start thinking, oh shoot, we better start thinking about the artwork and get that ready or else that'll hold up the whole project. So we'd made some friends online. A guy named Todd Dillingham had a brother named Mick, and we were talking to him, and he kind of came up with the cover design, which we really liked.
Yes.
And then I had a friend from the beach named Nancy Hardy, Nancy Noble, when I knew her, and she turned into Nancy Hardy. And she's a graphic artist, and she agreed to do the layout and everything that you really see there. And, you know, thanks to both of those people for really helping us put out a real quality and a visually appealing product, which, you know, Eric and I couldn't have put that together by ourselves.
And, you know, I know that on the radio, obviously, you can't see the artwork, but the artwork is really based around the lyrics to the song Above the Blue, which sort of talks about kind of flying up above the clouds, and it has some lines like where the angels fly in sunlight and the starlight meets the sky. So Mick, when he first came up with the concept, was really thinking of the idea of the angels, and the cover of the album is an angel, so to speak, or his interpretation of an angel holding the band on a tray above the blue planet Earth, and we just thought it was a real fitting visual for the idea behind the album.
Oh, it's slick. I was so impressed with the artwork and the graphics and the whole package. Boy, you guys just hit it out of the park. Before we go any further, we should probably tell everyone how to get the CD.
Sure. The CD is, it actually just came out this week, but it's just now available on cdbaby.com. Just search for Vegas with Randolph. It also today became available on iTunes if you want to do a download of it. And there's a couple other places online you can get it too.
But you got to get the artwork.
Yes.
You really need the artwork.
Go
ahead.
Go ahead.
You took the words right out of my mouth because I thought it needs to be like the old days. You're listening to the CD or the album at very loud volume, and also have a chance to take in all the magnificent artwork.
Eric and I agree with you. We feel that you need a product with the music and not just, you know, have files on your computer. So we're pretty strong about putting out a CD as a product.
Yeah, and in this day and age, more and more people don't have that. And we decided we're going to put some paper in it. We've got, you know, liner notes in there and just lots of things to look at.
That's so important. It's like the old days when the new Led Zeppelin album would come out. They'd always have this great artwork, and you could listen to the album and then, you know, and look at the
You got to have something to look at when you got the headphones on and you're actually listening to music.
Well, I tell you what, guys, when I heard that song for the first time, I thought John Lennon and Paul McCartney.
Wow, thank you very much.
That
yeah, obviously... those two are huge influences to us, as they are to most every musician alive today, I'm sure, in our genre. So certainly that's a huge compliment. Thank you.
You guys are too young to remember them when they were on Ed Sullivan, right?
we have YouTube now, so you can see it any time.
It was a very cool era to grow up in. I'm so glad that I did. The anticipation of a new single that would come out from them guys, and it was very exciting. And this is very exciting for our show that you're on here tonight, because this music is absolutely wonderful. I encourage everyone. The downloads are okay, but you need to order the whole CD. I mean, you need the packaging and everything, and I guarantee you, folks, you will not be disappointed. It's a magnificent piece of work, and inside and out. We're talking to Eric Kern and John Ratz with Vegas with Randolph. We want to play another selection from their brand new CD, Above the Blue, right here on Wild World.
Not too long ago, we had this very interesting gig. I can't remember what the town was in Virginia. Where was that, John? What was the name of the town? Anyway, the place was it was called a Hootenanny, which I think this is the first time we played an official Hootenanny. Anyway, and it was I don't want to say it was Woodstock-esque, but it was a number of people
exactly like Woodstock, only in the country.
Not quite. But a number of people were out camping in tents, and they were having like a several-day festival and big stage. And there's a lake and lots of sunshine and, you know, nothing like being in the outdoors and listening to music. We loved it.
Oh, that had to be very cool. It's that audience surely loved you.
Yeah, it was one of those things where the audience was kind of milling around because we played in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like nighttime when everybody was settling down. So there's a lot of people out. They were grilling. They were walking around.
Swimming and
fishing. And, you know, they kind of stopped what they're doing and collected for our time on the stage. It was a lot of fun because afterwards we got to step down and enjoy the other bands that were playing.
Any big artists part of the bill or?
Pretty much local bands.
Yeah,
oh.
Not that I recall, I think.
Then the big artist was Vegas with Randolph.
Yeah.
So what's coming up for the band? What shows and where can people come and see you and all that good stuff?
Yeah. Well, one of our biggest shows we have coming up is, I don't know if you've heard of the International Pop Overthrow Festival. It's a festival that a guy named David Bash from L.A. puts together worldwide and has five or six locations around the world every year, including England and L.A. and New York City. And so he recently got a hold of this album and has invited us to play that. So that's one of our biggest ones up in New York City coming up. There's another festival.
November 1st through 6th.
Right. There's another festival. There's a radio station in Florida that plays a lot of our music called Pop Garden Radio, and they also do a similar festival, one in L.A., and they're setting up one in the East Coast. So we'll be playing that with probably a lot of our favorite artists. And we are also on the verge of our CD release party here locally in Virginia. So we are about to announce a date.
That'll be great. We'll have to find out that date. We'll announce it on the show. And,
oh, absolutely! Thank you.
Yeah. What artists inspire you now? Who do you think's hot now?
Well, we like Fountains of Wayne, old 97s, and lately I've been on a little Jonathan Coltrane kick. I don't know if you've Colton the kick. He's just awesome, and my kids love his stuff. I love his stuff. I listen to him over and over again. And,
are you
if I
with
could
him
be
or?
That clever, I'd love it.
Are you familiar with his work at all, Larry?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I may be old, but I'm a little hip. So different. My wife will
be
different.
We only discovered him recently. I don't think he's real well known, but he's definitely pretty fun.
Oh, I cover it all. I'm with it. Absolutely, without a doubt. We're talking.
Well, you know about us, so that's pretty cool in my book.
Oh, I know. I'm on top of the music empire, the music world. We're talking tonight to Eric Kern and John Ratz. Here's a little snippet from their brand new CD, Above the Blue, here on Wild World.
Every time I drive, I look both ways to catch a glimpse of.
classic musicianship of Vegas with Randolph, Eric Kern, and John Ratz with us. My gosh, man, you guys have got some fabulous arrangements.
Did you hear the Porsche motor in that last song?
I believe I did.
That's my friend Charlie Murphy, who's got his own Intersport business out here in Virginia, and he was nice enough to play on the album.
Of course, that's a song that's sort of about a car chase between a guy driving down the road, and he sees a female who he finds to be enthralling, I suppose.
Attractive.
And, I guess, following her down the road, and so we thought a guest musician of a Porsche motor might be appropriate. We actually listed it on the album as one of our guest musicians.
I thought that I saw that. I wasn't sure. And,
you thought that was a typo, probably.
No.
It takes years and years of practice to get good on the Porsche motor, and you can't just have anybody do it. Charles is an expert.
Well, that's going to be tough to tour with.
I don't know. We might get there quick.
Yeah, and then you'd have to cut the money seven ways. So I scratch that.
Yeah.
We make so much money, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the dream.
Well, it's a fantastic album, and as I encourage all my listeners around the world, Daniel Falconer in New Zealand, Daniel, buy the album, order it from New Zealand, and also our listeners in England and Ireland. Worldwide audience and all across North America, our guest tonight, Vegas with Randolph and Eric Kern and John Ratz. You guys did good.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate that.
It's just amazing. I have to play another cut, one of my favorites from the album. You're listening to Above the Blue, the new CD with Vegas with Randolph, right here on Larry Batson's Wild World.
The tremendous honor in that song to work with a recording artist from Liverpool in England named Maxie Dunn. And actually, she's got a brand new album out too, which you should check out, called The Neglected Gambit. It's really wonderful. Just came out too. But we had met her probably about a year ago. We'd been getting airplay on some of the same stations, and we're able to hit up a conversation through Facebook and had the idea for a collaboration with her in a duet style, and it's really the first sort of duet with a female vocalist that Vegas with Randolph has ever done, but we just love listening to that and listening to her sing on our song.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's one of my, as I said earlier, it's one of the favorite cuts on the album, so yeah, great. That's absolutely fabulous. So have you realized now that being a rock and roll star is a lot of really, really hard work?
You know, some people call it hard work, but I kind of think of it as a labor of love. I think I mentioned, you know, way back in high school, John and I were spending all our time holed away in a basement writing songs and, you know, recording them onto these things called cassettes, and nobody was paying much attention. And so, you know, it's a real thrill to still be able to do the same thing and have people who want to hear the music and play it on the radio and interview us like you do. It's really a thrill.
Well, there's one guy sitting in Indiana that just loves to hear this music, and I want to listen to it for a long, long time. But I have one request, if you guys don't mind, John and Eric.
Sure.
That when
sure,
you
what
are,
is
I'm sorry.
Sure. What is it?
That when you are playing Shea Stadium, Yankee Stadium, the Hollywood Bowl, Madison Square Gardens, that you'll come back on my show.
You got it, Larry. You got it.
Okay, that's been recorded, so yeah, my commitment.
Nice.
Well, fantastic job, guys. I'm so thrilled that we had the opportunity to play some of the great music from this album. Fantastic recording artists. Really nice guys, aren't they, Dr. Day?
Yes, they are. The music was fantastic. And I think we're all on the bus to Vegas with Randolph.
Thank you, Doctor. We'll meet you there.
Absolutely. Great job, guys. I really appreciate you being on the show. We encourage everyone. Give them that. Can they purchase the album, you said, through several outlets, your website and so forth? Give everybody that information again.
Yes. Again, it's at cdbaby.com/VegasWithRandolph. You can also go to VegasWithRandolph.bandcamp.com. And that site actually has a special deal right now for one of our groovy new T-shirts, too. So take a look at those there.
Oh, my.
They have the album artwork on the front and back as well. So.
I also encourage everyone to become their friend on that master network known as Facebook.
Yes, and look for Vegas W. Randolph, and we also have a band page called Vegas with Randolph. So.
Well, great job, guys, Eric and John. I really appreciate you being on the show. It's been quite a thrill. I hope the CD sells like a billion copies. And you get all the things that happen to you that you wish for when you were writing songs and playing in the basement. I hope that all materializes because you certainly deserve it. You've got a great album out. I'll tell you that right now.
Thank you very much, Larry. Thanks, Larry. It's a blast talking to you.
Well, it was a blast. I want to remind everyone that Shelley Leibowitz, master record producer, is going to be on next week. It's going to be a great show. Have a great week, everybody. Also, a fine job by our technical engineer who did put the hammer down, Wayne Larson, and also Melissa Hovey, and Dr. Henry Day. We had fun, didn't we, Doctor?
Well, we did, and we will have to do this again.
We will when they're playing Shea Stadium and they're big artists, and we'll have a couple million listeners.
We can have front seat tickets then, can't we? We sit on the front row.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll remember.
VIP status.
Have a great week, everybody. You've been listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening this week to Larry Batson's Wild World. Be sure to join us again next week at 10 p.m. for more of the latest outdoor and wildlife news and information, along with great tales from your host, world-renowned wildlife expert, Mr. Larry Batson. Tune in again next week for another exciting edition of Larry Batson's Wild World. Larry Batson's Wild World is a Batson Wildlife Educational Services production in association with Blog Talk Radio.